When I was an Army chaplain, my soldiers asked me all kinds of questions about God, life, relationships, the Bible, and answered them as best I could. They also called me Padre. Welcome to the Dear Padre podcast. Today, I'm abbreviating things a little bit just because I have an appointment at the VA. I encourage everybody to make your doctor's appointments as best you can and keep them as best you can. And especially if you're a veteran, to look into healthcare at the VA for mental health and for the burn pit registry as well. That's just my little PSA to my fellow veterans and everybody. It's good to meet with a physician when you can. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as not has been seen in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them and they shall die. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and cattle flee into the houses. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. And there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout the land of Egypt all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there should be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hand unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail. And thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. And as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not fear the Lord God, that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was boiled, and the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands to the Lord, and the thunders and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased. He sinned no more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We get this deep dive into this hail, something that Texans can relate to quite well. Yesterday, 1 year ago, we had a hailstorm, I think. I saw in Facebook memories, or maybe it was 2 years ago, but it was within the last 2 years, yesterday, I think, or at least the threat of a hailstorm. I don't know if any fell on my car. I put my yoga mats out of my car during the hailstorms. It's pretty damaging. One of our offering plates was broken in a hailstorm. Robert was keeping it in his car when we were at the elementary school and we had to transport everything back and forth. And the hail and Round Rock broke through his window and broke one of our wooden offering plates. Hail is really dangerous and damaging. And it's enough to get Pharaoh to repent and say, we're wicked and you are righteous and you guys can go. The people can go worship God for 3 days in the wilderness. Pharaoh gives up. And he repents. But his repentance is not genuine. It flips back as soon as the hail is over. And Moses says something that he says, God has raised you up for this time. God has raised you up to harden your heart. God has raised you up to resist what God is saying, he says to Pharaoh. In Romans chapter 9, St. Paul uses this verse to talk about how God works in the world, that he raised up Pharaoh to be Pharaoh just so he could have this conflict with him. Now, that's a lot to wrap your head around theologically, how God works in the world. But I think the overwhelming answer that comes from my study of this is that God is working in the world. God is working in the world through everybody. And especially through people that are in places of power and influence. And it's not always good. It's not always good. Sometimes God is working in the world through some pretty difficult circumstances, especially when people are exercising coercive power over other people. And we can take heart in that, that God is fighting for us, that God hears the cries of the oppressed, that God is always attuned to what is happening in our lives, and that even the earth is part of God's world that he is working in. Because that's what Moses says, that if you listen to God, you'll realize that the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. It is God's. And we are part of that earth. There is no separation between nature and us. We are nature. Everything around us is nature. Even our air-conditioned buildings are part of nature. They are part of the created world that we have modified in some ways, but we're all part of this, and God is part of us. We don't have to return to some primitive form of life to know God. We can know God in the world around us as we see it. And as we go into Holy Week, we're going to be talking a lot about trees for Holy Week, who are part of this natural world that we live in. We make things out of them, and yet they bear silent witness to all of this. And in this story, the trees showed up here in that they are destroyed in the hail. Many trees are destroyed in this grievous hailstorm. And God knows the destruction of the trees. God knows that this is hard on them. They are noted in the record as experiencing this judgment of God, not through any fault of their own in any way, shape, or form. That's the nature of these plagues, is that they fall on people that aren't directly hurting the people of God, but they are part of the system that is oppressing them, and God is fighting for them. But it doesn't fall in the land of Goshen. God has protected them, and God will protect us, even when the hail is falling around us. So take heart today that God is working in the world in ways that we can't fully understand for some good purpose, for you, for me, and for the whole world.
Amen.